This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's 17 cents per gallon gas tax is one of the lowest in the nation and hasn't changed in 22 years. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports, Proposition D asks voters in November if they want to gradually raise the tax to 27 cents a gallon by 2022.
When it's fully implemented, Prop D is expected to generate almost $400 million a year for road and bridge projects and for the Missouri State Highway Patrol. The Missouri Department of Transportation has a massive backlog of projects, and the agency has been spending its reserves for the last couple of years, says Len Tengis, the president of the Associated General Contractors of Missouri.
That can only go on for about another 2 years, and then we're into not meeting federal match.
The Yes campaign is flush with cash, and Governor Mike Parson and Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe are stumping for it across the state. Here's Parson at an appearance in St. Louis.
If people really want Missouri to move forward, I think they're going to find that there is a need for that, and I hope they support it in November.
Some of Prop D's opponents, like State Representative Phil Christofanelli, a Republican from St. Peter's, oppose any tax increases. Here he is debating the measure back in May.
We're increasing revenues from the state and taking it out of the pockets of hardworking Americans.
Other opponents aren't happy that some of the funds will go to the highway patrol. That's required by the Missouri Constitution, says Tengis. Proposition D makes sure the patrol has a dedicated source of funding, freeing up more dollars for roads and bridges. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.